Dum dum dum.
I already did it.
I did it again.
He brought it back.
Brought it dumb. Back.
Da dum dum.
We're gonna bring a lot of things back.
Are we?
Yeah.
Sexy.
Subscribers. Come on back.
Oh,
those of you that have left.
They're gone.
Are they?
They left for good.
Please come back.
Please.
So yeah, this is the Randomest Podcast. You guys know that have been here with us, that you joined the army of dummies. Mm. You've done the damn thing.
You've been in the trenches with us.
Yep.
You've been in the foxhole.
Well, only the
VIPs. What is that?
Only the VIPs.
Is that a butthole?
On a hot chick? Yeah.
Her foxhole.
Getting their foxhole.
God, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
That's what I call it. That's what I always said.
I saw a fox in broad daylight the other day.
Were you in my yard? Because saw one right outside.
Really?
Yep.
Was yours shitting?
It was not.
No. See, I saw a fox in a field shitting while I was driving home, and I just thought, how majestic.
I mean, that's,
like, it was the most beautiful animal I've ever seen.
That's about as
while it was pooping.
That's about as much nature as you can you can pack into one.
It was just not a lot of things are still cute while they're pooping. You know,
this yeah, thing was true.
Adorable shitting.
Yeah,
man.
They look like it probably was smiling.
Yeah, well, it had like
that grin.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it was cute.
Well, foxes are beautiful.
They are, man.
Yeah,
they are.
Until they dig up your pet cemetery you have in your yard, like that one did last year.
Mm.
They dig up your freshly buried cat.
Oh, dude, they're sly, boy.
Yeah.
They'll eat whatever.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they'll eat a two-month-old
dead
cat that's been...
Well, they'll drink it.
Yeah, it was pretty gooey down there. Oof. Yeah, smelled bad.
Did it.
I don't know if you know.
Did it.
That's how that works, but...
did it.
But they smell bad. Anyway, welcome back to the show. You guys that have been here know who we are. For those of you that are new, I'm Kevin Wire, your host.
Yes. And I'm Matt Saunders. Just host.
He's just the host again. He's just host. Two hosts. We have two.
Dude.
We're two hosts.
It took me months to get back there.
You tried to get me. You tried to replace me.
I did.
That's what
I did. Happens. Don't bring it back up because I'll get demoted again. Mm-hmm. But. Yes, I did.
You did,
but I'm back.
But now
on
you're
the
back.
Horse.
You know, I don't hold a grudge forever.
Mm-mm, just months.
About a year.
Just yeah,
about a year.
Just, you know, a metric year.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, that's I don't know how long it is. Four
whatever.
Months.
It was a baker's year.
I don't know I don't know the conversion rate.
Yeah, 13 months or so. But yeah. Whatever.
So, make sure you're doing this. I gotta get it out of the way. As everybody does, like and subscribe and hit the bell for your notifications of this dumbass show. Random-ass show.
Random ass. That would have been a better name.
Random ass show.
People would have definitely clicked on that.
Probably.
Some random ass.
Some random ass. I don't know if you could get away with that now.
Probably not.
Can't get away with anything.
No. I'm surprised we're still doing this.
Yeah, like, it's true. Yeah,
it's just somebody, as soon as somebody actually starts watching this,
I'm, you know, I know people have seen it,
yeah,
but they will not mention it to me.
That's on purpose.
They're just like, your kids go to school with my kids.
Yeah, they see you and they're just like,
and they think, have my kids seen your podcast?
Like that?
And I go, I don't know. It's explicit. And we put it out there.
Yeah. But you can still find it.
But you can find it. Kids
pretty,
find it.
Pretty easily.
You know? But you know what? They could be looking at porn or something.
That's true.
Which is probably better.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because we go into great detail about
actually things. It is better.
Porn is?
Like, would you rather watch this or porn?
What am I doing? What am I?
Well, you're porning it up.
Yeah, I mean, what am I doing?
Whatever.
Okay.
I mean, you can
probably porn.
Still. Yeah. Yeah, probably porn.
Yeah, probably porn.
Definitely still. Porn.
Yeah. Cause it's funny too. Sometimes
there's every type of porn. I mean, you think about it. There's porn of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stump porn.
Yeah. It's undefeated.
Go to Google and try it. Then
that's
then make sure you click your search history.
Yeah. That's a fun game to play though.
Yeah. Like I've tried and I can, my imagination is vast.
It is. It's good.
It's perverse. Or perverted? Which one is it?
Perverse.
Yeah.
The perverse.
Dude.
All right, whatever.
That's Marvel, isn't it?
Yeah, the
the multi-perverse. This is Marvel porn. That's brilliant, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm saying that to myself. That's brilliant, dude.
He's not even talking to me.
No, that's me.
He's just like, remember that shit later, dude. I'm serious.
Mark it. Mark the time.
I'm serious, dude. What time? What? That was early in the... Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. There's definitely already a parody for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Porn is undefeated.
That's true. Yeah.
You already said that.
I can't. There's nothing I can come up with.
No.
That will ever
not imagine. Be in porn. Okay.
So, anywho.
All right. What are we doing?
We got some stories.
Yeah. I just got a question.
Yeah.
Why does every Goodwill you ever go into smell the same? Exactly the same.
Well, because.
And it's not. A great smell, but it's not a terrible one either. It's just like a...
Well, it's that familiar, like...
It's just odd.
I found a bag of clothes in my basement smell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of...
A little bit of...
A trash bag in the attic, kind of.
Yeah, it's like a hot, like hot clothes.
Yep, this weird box in the outbuilding kind of smell. Yeah.
It's like damp, but they're not.
Like it was damp before dried out.
And dried out, but kept the damp
but
smell.
Yeah, part of it.
What's that damp smell? That's a good name for a thrift store. Like, where'd you get that shirt?
It's kind of just, it's like almost like mothballs, but like.
Yeah. And you're like, is it the people that are in here or is it the clothes? Yeah,
the people that work here or like, what is
it? We got to figure it. Like, do they wash all that stuff?
No.
What? It's like they almost have to, right?
You would think.
Or like, do they just get it and they're like, shake it and they go, it looks clean. They hang it out. But if it's like dirty, they wash it.
Maybe. I don't know. Do they don't wash the toys and shit.
Yeah. I don't know the protocols. And I don't know.
You think they got just like 9 washers and dryers back in the back?
I mean, maybe.
You never hear them running. You would hear that many washers.
Yeah,
you
definitely. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, they don't hire like the top quality people.
Nobody
wants it.
Yeah.
The person that's back in the back room with all that stuff is getting paid like minimum wage to just go through that.
Oh,
boxes of mildewed.
Oh.
I mean, because people just, they don't.
Oh, yeah. They're like, can we sell this? And it's just.
Well, then people just drop off all their junk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're like, just, they'll throw it away for us if it's not good.
Yep. They'll sort it.
And I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
The sorting through? Oh, no. Yeah. I'd have a mask and everything.
Oh, you'd have to get disinfected in an airlock or something when you left there.
There's an airlock.
Like just
decontaminated.
Yeah, just full on Lysol.
It's just two other guys getting paid minimum wage just spraying you with Lysol.
Spraying you down.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah, don't peek in the back door of
you good, man.
Goodwill. You know, it'd be like a naked dude and two guys with Lysol cans.
Oh yeah,
just going to town on each other.
Lysol kills everything.
Yeah, it's really.
It gets rid of streptococcus.
Yeah.
I think
is that what that is?
Yeah, man. But I just never understand it. I went into a Goodwill today. It was one in Taze Valley.
Right.
And it smelled exactly the same as every other Goodwill I've ever been in.
Maybe
it's very similar to a Gabriel Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Smell. But that, I don't know.
Like, is it some type of like poor people pheromone
that maybe
attracts you in there?
Maybe.
You know?
Could be. Yeah, you're kind of just like,
makes you
it's just a familiar smell, you know?
Because
you're poor, so.
Right, everybody, you know, just smells like a family reunion.
Yeah, kind of. I just go up and hug some of the shirts sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm in there, I'm just like.
Well, here's a story that we haven't told because we haven't been here for a couple of weeks, seems like.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
And you know what this is, but my daughters love going to Goodwill. They go there all the time.
I know what it is, yeah.
My daughter sent me a picture and there was a Randomness Podcast t-shirt in the Goodwill for sale. And I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't either. It was a woman's, wasn't it?
It was a child. It was a girl's like a small child's shirt.
Yeah. Which is
weird.
Which is terrible.
Because we don't even sell them.
But that's 100%. I mean,
it was our old logo.
Yeah.
It wasn't this one. It was our old logo.
I'm still.
Yeah, I don't understand. Somebody made that.
So somebody made a shirt,
I guess, with our logo on it and gave it to their kid.
And then their kid didn't
want
it.
It could just be a small woman. Yeah, it could just be a small woman.
The kid didn't want it.
And get rid of this shit.
Gave it to Goodwill.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's so confusing. But typical for us.
Yeah.
For the podcast. So.
Now, I don't go to a lot of Goodwills, but I don't like the way our Goodwill's set up. And it may be that.
Is it color? It's color.
It's all colors.
Yeah, you don't like the color.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Everything's like, it's like all the
yellow
shirts. All the yellow shirts. And then on top of the shelf is like anything that.
That will just lay there.
That's yellow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like plates or cups or toys or whatever. Yeah, everything is yellow. Yeah. And then it's like the red shirts. And then it's all red on top.
Uh-huh.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
It's just like shopping in a old moldy Skittles bag.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like
somehow fruit. That made sense.
Yeah, it did.
It really,
but anyway, really speaking did. Of merch, if you want some real merchandise,
yep,
with the real logo,
not them Goodwill knockoffs.
Yeah, please go out. Link is in the description and you can find some cool shit. Mm-hmm.
Buy it from us.
Yeah, buy it from us.
Then take it to Goodwill if you want. We don't give a shit.
When you find out it sucks and it doesn't fit right, no. We got good qualities though.
It's a child's size 12.
But yeah, check out, if you're looking at this show right now, check out the concert tour looking shirt.
That's the best one.
That's
man.
The best one.
Like, check it out. The names on the back are hilarious. I forgot about them.
Yeah, that's all of our episodes from last year.
Yeah.
We'll do another version at the end of this year.
Yeah, which is great.
With all the episode names on it. And working on one with like the top 100 idea shirt. So
yeah,
we're going to see what turns out is number one.
A hundy and a hundy.
We may do a vote online of all of our fans that can go out and like
all of our fans,
all the army of dummies can go out and vote for what their favorite $100 idea was. And that'll be number one on the shirt.
What was my favorite? Probably something with dogs.
Oh, that's my favorite for sure.
The dog.
I don't know. Vitamin meth is still one of my favorites, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because it solves a problem.
And creates one.
Kind of solves. Yeah, it kind of creates one and solves one, which is what you want to do as a company.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's how pharmaceutical companies do it, man. They get people addicted and then they sell them the drugs that get them off that.
Yeah.
And then they're addicted to that drug. And it just
But it's better.
It's better, yeah. But but they can't stop.
No, absolutely not.
But if they do stop, they'll just go back to the old drug, and then they got to come back to our drug.
It's kind of a win. Yeah, it's just a win-win.
You know, we just keep looping them in.
Yep. Looping them on in. All right.
Just partying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are we doing stories now?
No, we got to go with America's favorite podcast segment.
What I was asking.
Y'all know what it is. $100 idea. Where we come up with a new product or service that we feel will change the world and make up to $100 profit. That's right. $100 idea. We got the box of ideas in the box.
The Rojas,
the
Street
box.
Taco Boss, and I never remember how to open it. It slides.
So you guys know how it works. If you've been here, if you don't, we put some ideas in there that are, we feel, going to change the world. It's a product idea. It's a service idea. It's an idea.
It's a just help the entire
sometimes
world
it's
idea.
Not even an idea.
Yeah, sometimes it's a grocery list.
Yeah, usually it's.
And it's not supposed to be in there.
Most of the time it's poor handwriting after I've been drinking.
Oh my God.
The
only people that watch this show are like 12-year-old boys.
Okay, perfect.
But I love this idea, dude.
Okay, let's lay it on me and I'll tell you what I thought I meant by it.
No, I know what you mean.
Okay, cool. I like those.
Because it's self-explanatory.
All right.
It is butthole scratching underwear.
Yes, sir. And good Lord, I need that. Like right now.
Not now?
Yeah.
Today?
I have the itchiest asshole.
Really, man?
This week for some reason.
The whole week?
Yeah. And it's almost not even my asshole. It's more it's more toward the taint, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like right on the rim.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing there. There's not like a hemorrhoid. There's not like a bump. There's nothing.
A bug biter? Well, how did you?
It's just an itchy.
How did you look?
Dude, they make mirrors you can squat over.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a good visual.
Yeah, you definitely want to squat and look at it. You don't want to bend over like on a,
oh, I'll pass,
like a wall mirror.
Oh, I'll pass out. Yeah, no. If my head goes below my waist.
Oh, yeah, it's over. I'm out. It's over.
I'm out, man.
Yeah, this way you can just.
I'm getting old, dude. I can't.
Plus, when you squat, it spreads everything out really good.
Dude, I don't have a lot to spread anyway. Yeah. Mine's already just spread.
And if you don't have a mirror that you feel comfortable, like you think like, oh, what if I slip and fall and I break the mirror with my taint, you know?
Yeah.
That's 7 years of hemorrhoids, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 years of butt luck.
But yeah. Mm. You can just set up your phone and take a video.
Oh, no.
And take a video and squat over it. Oh, and then you can zoom in and, you know, you can crop.
Really just explore. You
can crop it. Yeah. Or, like, well, it's called crapping it, I guess, if you do that. You can send it to your buddies.
No.
Hey, wish you were here.
Miss you guys. Kissy face.
Yep. Nah. And then the shit emoji.
Yeah.
So, of course. Anyway.
Of course.
It's okay. It's just an itchy spot. I don't know.
What is it a, well, but explain the underwear to me.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Is it just a finger? Or like,
I don't know.
What is the scratching apparatus part?
Yeah. It's
apparatus.
Well, that's where the scientist guys come in. But,
yeah,
you know, the prototype was just, it had like a burlap strip. Like right in your butthole.
Oh.
And it had like a string in the front and back. You can just.
Or, yeah, just have it kind of like when you walk, it kind of.
Well,
just...
yeah, yeah. So you have like a thong aspect to it.
Yeah.
But you have, it's not like thong underwear.
No.
There's like a thong on the inside.
Yeah.
There's just like a piece of like rope that like kind of just barely.
Yeah, just some.
Just kind of moves
just
a little
some
bit.
Twine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like some bailing.
Rough. Yeah, you want to.
Yeah, something
rough.
You wrap up hay with.
Yeah, yeah. Some baling twine. Yep, that's what you want. That's
exactly.
A little
right.
Rough.
You know,
something a little rough.
You know, just something to give it that just enough of a scratch. Mm-hmm. And then
just to give it a drive by.
And if you're standing still, you just have to shift a little bit.
Mm, yeah, just stretch.
Yeah. You just do like a little tango in place kind of.
You just raise over. One leg.
Oh yeah, you bend over, you kick like a karate kick. Mid conversation.
Oh yes. Ha! Yes, that felt so
damn, that's good. But
this,
I mean,
dude loves kung fu.
You don't want to, like, when you're in the store, you're with somebody and you're like, oop.
Oh, and it just hits.
Oh, it's itching.
Oh, it just
hits.
Oh,
it's itching.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like your nose where you can be like, you know, you just.
Oh yeah.
In mid conversation, nobody cares about that. But you start like digging.
Oh, you start, excuse me.
Oh yeah.
And get way in the underneath.
Yeah. Let me hook this thing.
Oh yeah, you give it the old captain hook.
Yep.
Just right behind the Peter Pan.
Dude, that's what they should call taint. The Peter Pan. That's brilliant.
Is it?
Well, no, but
okay.
But yeah, you don't want to, like, I mean, because you got to get in there a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually not surface. Mine's surface right now, but like.
Yeah, but you know, like if you have, like, if your cheek or something is itching, you just go, well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can just do it like a.
Yeah, you scratch it.
But with your butthole, dude.
It's a process.
It is. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a seeking process, you know.
Yeah, yeah, because
there's got to get
different quadrants,
right? Plus, you're like, it's not an easy place to reach.
Mm-mm.
Your own butthole.
Oh, it's kind of just like the furthest place away from home. I don't know.
I mean, it's there, like
it's there, but it's just it's not.
But something you don't want to touch in public,
mm-mm. Or really at all. I mean, I don't ever really want
to
touch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we use toilet paper to keep a barrier between our hand and our butthole. Yeah,
yeah. But, I mean, I
so
like
I
it.
Mean, it has like it's got like, I mean, almost life saving abilities. This underwear. I mean, what if you're at a job interview?
Okay.
And your butthole is itchy.
Yeah.
Like you scooted across.
Oh, yeah. You just want to just.
Like you were just grinding on some poison ivy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you just,
you know, you hit that slip and slide too hard at the end and you just went right into the bushes.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just anus first. I mean, you always go with your holding your feet.
Holding your ankles.
You know, after you slide twice, you got to figure something else out because they're boring as shit after that.
Yeah, it's just the same
thing. You're like, I just did that.
Yeah.
Went feet first, went head first.
Now I'm
going butthole first.
This is butthole. Yeah.
So that solves that problem.
Yeah. Now everything's itching.
Yeah, no, everything but my butthole.
But my butthole, yeah. I mean, I like it too. And with a little twine in between there, it's going to make your butt cheeks pop.
Yeah.
Your butt cheeks will be popping.
Going to separate them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Give it that nice little jiggle.
Yeah.
That little wiggle, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That might help.
You know, maybe
give it that little,
give it a little friction. Bit of jiggly,
yeah,
getting jiggy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, I mean, you don't ever have to touch your butthole.
I mean,
you get to scratch it in public.
This was like, at first I was like, great idea.
Yeah.
And then the first prototype I thought of was finger,
it has a fake finger.
Like a prosthetic finger.
Oh yeah, like a, and it moves.
Yeah, that you could maybe like,
is it Bluetooth or something?
Well, like, I was thinking like it has a remote in your pocket. You know?
Oh, I thought maybe just had like a string. You just,
yeah, but then you're just,
then you got your hand in your pocket.
You're like doing this.
You're like, hey,
I got it, bro.
This is way less embarrassing than scratching my butthole.
Oh yeah, that's better.
I apologize for that.
But then I thought, we both did it.
I got sweatpants on, so
yeah, that was, got a little intimate.
I was actually jerking my dick for both of us.
I know. I know.
You know. And I finished. I don't know if that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We also know that.
Yeah, we also heard.
You made the face.
I heard that.
Yeah. Ew.
What?
No. But yeah, I just thought with like a finger there, like you don't want to sit down. You know, like you can't sit.
Oh, definitely not. And God forbid, like somebody smacks you on the ass.
Oh, yeah. Good game.
Good game.
Was it?
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So, I like this idea. It's definitely, I mean, that's a functional item.
Yeah. I mean, I get for definitely for guys. I'm not sure. Yeah. Girls, I guess they get itchy buttholes.
Probably. But, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know what their buttholes are like.
I don't either. They're super clean because they never poop, never fart.
Well. This
I'm just
is the greatest segue we've ever had because
okay, sweet.
I was at a restaurant today eating. Place is called Whiskey Tacos.
Beautiful name. Two of my favorite things.
And it was excellent. The food there was top notch. But
we need to start our own restaurant with a alcohol and a food.
Rum burgers or like rum dogs.
Yeah. How about alcohol and candy? We can call it Rum-a-dum-dums. Well, you don't like suckers? You don't like rum?
I don't like any part of the name.
Beautiful name.
It's really okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm at the table. We already ordered. I mean, right beside of us. The tables were pretty close. Right beside of us, there is like the mother of these two girls. Two girls are there. They are teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one early 20s, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Still a teenager.
Yeah. Attractive girls, you know, they're pretty girls.
Yep.
Well, I order my food, you know, talking to the wife, and we're just chit chatting. But I'm hearing they're close.
I'm hearing what
they're talking about.
You're within earshot.
Yeah, and they're eating their food, and the younger one says to the other girl, like, I think I'm lactose intolerant or something. I don't know what's going on.
I think you would know that.
And she goes, well, she says, do you think you are? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe I might. And then they're asking, like, who do you think we get it from and whatever? And she's like, man, I'm telling you, my stomach's really bothering me.
I got the bubble gum. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach's really bothering me. And the other girl's like, well, maybe just, I mean, go to the bathroom. Or just maybe go to the bathroom. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go. Takes off.
I'm going to have to go. Oh, God.
Yeah. And then comes back, you know, a while later.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she did some things.
Yeah. Yeah. Some nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then her sister, I guess, is like, you feel better? You feel better? Yeah. Yeah. But they're just talking about shitting the whole time.
So they're doing a podcast.
They're basically on a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, and the mother did not say a word the entire time.
Yeah. But you were at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. And that kind of, I hadn't got my food yet. So I was a little worried.
Yeah. You're like, what'd you have?
Yeah.
Did you have the,
yeah, did you have the, you know, burrito de taco?
Did you have the
burrito el taco grande enchilada?
Just all the words, you know.
See, I mean, I didn't even, their names for the stuff were so like, I just never even seen them before,
right,
on a Mexican menu. I just went, I want these tacos.
Yeah, what are, it says tacos, give
it's
me those
something something tacos,
right,
give me that.
It's a, and that's a rough game to play.
Yeah, our waiter was training.
Okay.
So like two waiters came up.
Oh yeah.
But the one waiter didn't speak hardly any English.
Oh
at
yeah.
All.
Yeah, yeah. The
one that was like training.
Okay. The one in training didn't speak much English?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's rough.
Isn't that weird?
That's rough.
Yeah. It was very strange. But excellent place. Excellent food. If you're in Taze Valley.
They call you Mister.
Mister.
What do you want to Mister?
No.
You want water?
He did say Pepsi.
Hey.
And then he looked at the other guy like,
he's like,
fucking did it, dude.
Yep.
How you, tight was that, man?
You can leave now. I'm done.
We practiced that in the back, remember? He said, like, a Pepsi.
He's like, you want a drink? And you're like, yeah, I'll just have a water. Pepsi? He just gives everybody Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi.
That's all he knows. Do you want Pepsi? Clear Pepsi?
Do you have Pepsi or Coke? Pepsi?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
No, but which one do you have? Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All you, right.
You want?
Salsa? What?
Chips? You want chips?
Yeah.
But okay.
It was excellent.
You're like, just bring me some. It's all the same.
Oh, yeah, it is all the same. But it was good, man. I got it was some type of, they said quesadilla style tacos.
Okay.
So it was like a soft taco. Show.
Yeah.
But thicker tortilla.
Yeah.
And they like fried it a little bit on the bottom.
Okay.
And it had like the queso, you know, and all that stuff. And it came with the red sauce you could dip it in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like an enchilada type sauce.
Kinda, yeah. It was pretty good.
It was good.
Pretty good.
I love enchiladas. I love Mexican food.
Mexican food. I could eat it every day. Yeah. I say that all the time. I could eat it every day.
I could, and I still only get like two things when I go.
Oh, no, I try something different every time.
Well, I have, but I mean, my go-to.
Yeah.
Where we go to Cozumel's.
You have your winners, and yeah.
The Nachos Javier is like the best thing ever.
Yeah, Javier must have been a cool motherfucker.
I was like, where is Javier?
Where is he?
Because, I mean, it's got steak, it's got chicken, it's got shrimp, it's got nachos, it's got the white cheese, it's got onions, peppers. I mean, it's everything. It's got everything you need.
It's got everything.
And it's a pile of it.
Oh, yeah. I just don't like nachos. It just, like, I like them.
Right.
But they're just hard to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just is a lot to eat. Like, you got to have, like, a fork to scoop. And then something, like, there's a lot of toppings on the top, and then there's no bottomings.
Oh no, this one's like, this one's got everything.
It just makes me.
I like it. My only problem is,
just wrap it in a tortilla, dude. All that stuff you just said.
Yeah, you could do that
in a Javier's burrito.
You could, dude.
Yeah, man.
My only problem with that is we get chips and salsa first.
Yeah,
and then I eat like a whole basket of chips, and then my dinner is more chips, but it has stuff on it.
Yeah, it has.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
My second one is the Enchilada Supremus, and it has four different types of enchiladas.
Yeah. Well,
and that's my favorite. That's my second favorite.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Now you know. Go order with him. Go order for him.
Yep. Yeah.
But that was my taco poop, girls.
Yeah, I was hoping that was a different story.
Yeah, well, but it could have been better.
Yeah.
She would have just stood up and went.
When you said you were there with your wife, I was like, oh, this is going to take a turn for the worse.
Oh.
I was like, hot girls, tacos, poop. Yeah. I mean, it was like, it had all the good elements in it.
Yeah.
Until you said, my wife.
Yeah.
We love our wives. Don't
yeah, we do.
Don't get it. Kidding. Don't get it twisted.
So more stories.
Yeah,
I went to the Columbus Zoo as well.
Okay, good zoo.
A couple days ago, it is a good zoo. I'm gonna lead with this
because
I'm always just amazed at how big the grizzly bears are.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. They're fantastical.
I mean, because they have them close, you know, it's like in that little, like they have like a cave, you know, but it's got the viewing glass.
Yep.
And they're always just laying right there. And I'm like, I mean, its head was this big around.
Yeah, they're enormous.
It's the size of this studio right here.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't fit.
Laying down.
It barely couldn't fit.
It would barely fit. God, you can't even help but be a dad joker.
It's true. It is very true. I had like four today, and I thought my kids were going to leave the house.
They did, actually. Yeah, I saw one of your girls.
Yeah,
earlier. And she can't
even. And she can't even drive yet.
Y'all know she was just like, uh-uh.
She drove. She took the car.
Yeah, she took the car. Yeah, but, the bears just. I'm always just like that. That's a car. That's the size of a car.
Oh, easily.
I mean, good Lord, if that thing wants to murder you and you're in the woods.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
There was no stopping.
There was another podcast that kind of did like a quiz of that. And it was like, what would you, if you, it didn't say like you had to battle it, but it just said if you were in the situation with, and you had to pick which animal, and it was like a grizzly bear. Like, I think it was like a Bengal tiger, a crocodile, or a hippopotamus,
crocodile,
and
all those,
And I thought about it, and I was like, if it's just you're just in a room and you have to stay in the room for 20, it was like that. You had to be in a room for 24 hours or something. And I was
good Lord!
And I was like, if it's just being in the room and you don't have to fight, I'm picking hippo. I think they're less likely to charge you,
dude. Hippos kill more people in Africa.
I know, but I think they're less
so aggressive, man.
I think only if you bother them though.
You're in a room.
Well, yeah, but you're
constantly bothered.
I'm gonna be hiding in a corner or like, you know, laying down or something.
Yeah. Do they see like just black and white? Because if you just like crouch down, you're a rock.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like you just look like a hump. Yeah.
So, but if I was like, but if it's a fight situation, I'm going crocodile because the other three are definitely gonna kill me.
Yeah.
Like easily.
Oh yeah.
Like I think I could.
At least you can get on its back.
If I can get on its back.
Yeah.
If I can stay behind it.
But if you're in water, though.
Yeah, it didn't say anything about water.
Yeah, if you're in water with it, that's when it gets a
little. So, but anyway, thought about that.
We saw a bunch of snakes, you know.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, but they're behind glass.
Yeah, but it was okay. But there was one that was in there, and I can't, some type of python or something.
Okay.
So it was big.
Okay.
And it's piles of shit in there were like man-sized shit. I mean, they were enormous.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're basically just a colon.
That's actually true, yeah.
They're just a tube.
Yeah, they're just a poop tube.
It's like they eat, you know, once a month and then...
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. They're just dumping everything out
at once. Just bones and hair and everything all at one time.
Yeah.
Eat once, poop once.
That's been your saying for years, dude.
It's been my saying, but it's not been what's happening.
No.
Like, I eat once and shit three times.
Hey, me too. I'm in there too.
I mean, you do the math. I eat 3-4 times a day.
God. No wonder your butthole's itching, man.
Yeah. It's that tear. It's healing.
Yeah, it's barely. Barely.
It only heals in between poops.
But there was, you know, some, like probably 10 to 12 year old boys like in a group in front of us, and a mom comes up and the boys obviously like,
look at all that poop.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. The mom was like, she goes, is that snake poop? Or do they eat poop?
Oh yeah. Good mom.
She said, do they eat poop?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, this is, yeah.
What?
They're a poopivore.
Yeah, they're a poothon.
Damn it.
I should have laid into that lady. But I was just amazed. Like, really?
Yeah.
Are you that stupid?
Oh, yeah, people are.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else takes big dumps?
Elephants.
Tortoises.
Oh, yeah, they had the big giant.
Yeah, the big ones. That one at the Akron Zoo, is that the one we went to last time? Mm. I think they had the big tortoises, and it had a sign that there is rumor that Charles Darwin examined one of those tortoises in the 1800s.
Yeah.
You know, that thing was...
Oh, do they live? They live forever, dude.
They live hundreds of years.
Those and koi fish, just they're a mystery, man. We just don't even know how old they are.
Yeah, they're just old.
They're just old as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
Anything cool else cool in the zoo?
Yeah,
there usually is.
No, I mean, like, just, you know, all the animals are awesome.
Yeah,
getting to see like all the, you know, mountain lions and cheetahs, and we did see that we showed up right in time for them to do the cheetah show
thing. Nice.
Where they're just like,
where they're booking it
all around chasing that thing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we got to see that last time we were there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And the gorillas. Dude, the gorillas are awesome.
The gorillas
love monkeys and gorillas and stuff.
They are fantastic.
The big old silverback. He had his back to us, you know, and just like sitting there.
Yeah, they also are so grumpy.
Yeah, they look like it, but I don't think that, you know, I don't think they are.
Right. They just have resting gorilla face.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, you know, I'm mad
because
I'm the fucking man in here.
Yeah, trying to get some monkey pussy. Everybody keeps watching me.
You know,
it's probably.
Why do I laugh so hard at that? I just don't even know. But my little girl looks and she laughs and says, I can see that gorilla's butt cheeks. This is backwards too.
That's awesome.
But you know, all the animals are cool. Everything, it's always fun to watch that stuff. But the people, man, the humans are the coolest.
Yeah, the humans are the ones that you're like, that's endangered.
Yeah, you're like, what? I saw
that should be behind a cage.
I saw a guy roll up
wheelchair
in a Thickfoot mobile.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Scooty, a little Scooty.
He was a big dude, like tall too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like 6'8".
Oh yeah,
probably.
So it looked like he was like one of the Shriners in the parade, like wearing them little motorcycles.
Yeah. But he was wearing oxygen.
Oh, obviously,
nose.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He had his little oxygen sack he was carrying with him.
Yeah. They have shoes on?
Crocs.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Crocs.
Sorry. It was either flip flops or Crocs.
Or Crocs. It was Crocs.
Yeah.
And they had a chicken place there. I think it was called the Coop or something. You know, food's expensive as fuck there.
Yeah.
But you did get a lot of food. It was like chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And the chicken tenders were enormous. I mean, they were like huge. Well, I didn't see this fella with anybody.
Okay. I was like, you didn't see him? You said he was huge.
And he rolls up on his Thickfoot mobile.
Right, right.
And he's getting his order. And he brings over a whole tray. It was three orders of chicken tenders, of three in a basket. It comes with fries.
Right, right. So nine tenders.
And a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And he goes over, sets the tray down on the front. And this is a Thickfoot mobile that he rented there.
Okay.
Okay. Who knows how clean it is.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But he's taking out the bat, like the... It's like in a little cardboard box of tenders and fries and setting them down in the basket in the front.
Right.
And he stacks three of them up, smashes the chicken sandwich down, sets the other one on top, and then walks over and sets the tray up
and then books it out of there.
Books it out of there, dude.
He's living his best life.
Dude, that was 25,000 calories.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was like,
easily.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But the family that was waiting beside of me.
Okay.
Whoa. Dude. Whoa.
Something to behold.
Yeah. They weren't like weird looking or anything.
Right.
Like, it was a normal looking family.
Right.
It was two girls, mom and dad. The two girls, the one was probably 14 or 15. The other one was maybe like 11.
Yeah.
they just come up. The mom has like a Boston accent.
Okay. The worst.
Yeah.
One of the worst.
Yes. So already I'm like, ugh, yeah. Okay.
Did you ask her about those baked beans?
No, I didn't. The man.
Call back to last year.
Yeah. The man, boyfriend, husband, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But the fella in her life.
Okay.
Is wearing a backpack cooler.
Okay.
And she's like, you know, turn around. She's like, where's all the Cheez-Its that were in here? Where's the, we had Cheez-Its in here. Yelling. Just do a Boston accent.
Yeah, head, just figure it out. Yeah. It.
Okay. Well,
we had a wicked number of, yeah, of Cheez-Its.
The cheese nips. They weren't even, they weren't even, yeah, its. They were nips.
Okay. You leave them in the car.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
So the younger girl is eating something, but the older girl is drinking a water, and the mom says, you need to eat something. She said, I already ate. I'm not hungry. I just ate.
Just ate all the Cheez-Its.
Yeah. She goes, you need to eat some. Like, I don't want anything to eat. I'm just want to drink this water. I'm fine. And she goes, why don't you eat some of that salad I brought?
Oh,
wait. Oh. Why don't you eat some of the salad I brought? She's like, I don't want any of that salad. I'm like right beside him. She's like, I don't want any of that salad. And she goes, pop, it's in a Tupperware container. Okay. Just loose salad.
Yeah.
It's got dressing and cheese and everything, ooh, on it already.
Yeah.
Like ranch on it. She opens it up. She doesn't have a fork.
I mean, why would you?
So she's just eating it like this with her hands. She goes, oh, that's good. Try it. Eat a bite. You have to eat something. Eat some of this salad. And the girl's going, no, I don't want to eat that salad.
Yeah, please don't make, yeah, me eat that salad.
And the mom says, is like, take a bite. Like holding it like this. She goes, can I at least get my own bite?
I was gonna say, my kids would be like, you put your fingers in that. I ain't eating.
Oh yeah. She's like, can I at least get my,
you own, didn't wear your butthole scratching underwear.
Yeah.
You were digging in it.
You were digging.
Yeah.
She's like, can I at least get my own bite? And she's like, okay. So she's reaching in there. She's going, get some cheese. Get some cheese on it. And then she like takes a bite and she goes, I don't want any more of that salad. And just like takes a drink of water. But I'm going, what the fuck is happening?
It's like
right here.
There's like people like that. They just don't
what
have
the fuck?
They don't know anybody's around them.
Oh.
And they just act like they're in their own kitchen.
But is that, that's just weird. They
first of all, you brought
a loose salad.
You brought salad and Cheez-Its to the,
yeah,
zoo.
Yeah. Oh, and you could tell the,
and they were in line for food?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, they were getting something.
Yeah.
Because they were complaining about how long it took. They couldn't tell if the thing vibrated or not. They were holding it.
Yeah, there's no way.
And they couldn't tell. I was like, all right, whatever.
Huh.
But that made the whole trip for me.
That's cool.
Just that lady.
Well, that story gave me a $100 idea. So
cool.
Keep an eye out for that one.
All right. All right.
Yeah, like the zoo is a good place to go to.
To observe.
Observe. Yeah.
I said observe, but.
Either way.
Whatever.
Whatever the word is.
Yeah.
You guys don't know it. So.
Doesn't matter.
You know, whoever's watching this.
Yeah,
has
made it this far. No.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, go look it up.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's all my stories.
Well, that's cool.
Went to the zoo. Was fun.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yeah, we just went to a zoo, and we might go to another one next week. I'm not sure.
Nice. You guys are zoo people.
Yeah, bro. Well, you know, my daughter is she's majoring in zoo.
Yeah, she's a zooist.
Yeah. A zoo. It's called something weird. I was called a zoologist, but it's not. I think it's a zoologist, not
oh.
zoo. I think
Did
it's
they drop an O?
I think it's zoologist, just to be weird about it.
She's just telling you that so you sound stupid.
Damn it.
Tell other people.
All right.
She got you, dude.
She's grounded.
She got you, though.
She did. It was good. I appreciate it, actually.
Yeah.
I should ground myself.
You would tell her, I'm grounded.
I'm grounded. You know, that whole zoology thing? Just
that was tight. Tight move.
Yeah. I believed it for like a year.
Yeah. I told other people that.
Yeah, I've said it on the podcast.
It's recorded.
It's on the internet. It's forever now. So anyway, that's the show for this week. Thank you guys for sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, make sure you are subscribing to the podcast if you haven't already. Tell your friends to subscribe. It really helps us out. And a like and a comment. I always comment back to whoever comments.
He does.
I do.
That's truth.
Immediately.
That's truth.
And that's it. Yep. Make sure you check out Everyday Dose link in the description. We got some good deals on that right now, and you can get 15% off your first order. Mm-hmm. Random. The code is in the description as well. And check out all the social medias. Make sure you're subscribing to us on Instagram and Facebook and Threads and, you know, all of them.
Do it all.
Do them all.
Y'all know what to do.
You know how to do it. And we will see you in a week or two.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. We got some stuff we're working on. We keep saying that.
Yep.
But we got stuff in the works. So
yeah. Hopefully next.
Yeah.
Next show, you will. We'll give you a hint.
Or a little preview.
Or maybe a preview. It just depends how far we get in this project.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be some hintage.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Sounds good.
So look forward to that. And we're out of here, dummies.
Later.